You're listening to Binging the Devil's Fruit, a One Piece manga read-through podcast where the best fruits are the ones you savor and are best enjoyed taking your time consuming. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Binging the Devil's Fruit. This is episode 45 of the podcast. I'm your host, John Mugiwara Jam, joined as always by my co-host, Jab Peanut.
And things are getting even more intense than they already were. Oh, shit.
We ended on a big cliffhanger, so I decided, and you guys may or may not have remembered from the last time I said it in the episodes prior that we're going to be doing six episodes every episode until Alabasta's done, because I think, having gone through them again myself, just skimming through and seeing where those end, I think those would be better places to round things off. That being said, there's not a whole lot I want to say as preamble, so let's just hop in.
Definitely.
Did I break the record for shortest intro yet? I'll look later. I haven't even edited the last episode yet. If you would like to read along with us while we binge the Devil's Fruit, Shonen Jump has their entire manga library available through their subscription service for just $2 a month. Or if you happen to have the physical volumes or omnibuses handy, that works too. No, we're not being paid to say this. I wish we were. And remember, when you hear this sound, that means it's time to turn the page. Anyway, thanks for coming along with us and enjoyed the read-through. Chapter 201, Nico Robin.
One, and we got another spreadsheet. You got Beppy?
You've got to be free.
Oh. Yeah, I couldn't see what the cat. Yeah, it's another color spreadsheet, but it's black and white as always.
Well, actually, you know what? I just realized that Luffy is actually where your eye is supposed to be guided, because his shirt says, "One thing I can tell you is."
Oh.
It's all the Straw Hats posing with a little dog holding a drink for Nami on his head. Aww. All right, so this is now our first rising action episode, so that doesn't change, however, that you're starting. Get the first three pages.
You got it. So it's where we left off in the fight with Crocodile. Luffy just knocks him back in his belly. He's still filled with water. How's that, Croc? And the king is looking in shock. Incredible.
Nico Robin's removing the nails from his.
I'm afraid you won't get to see the rest of the fight, Cobra. Ah! And she yanks him right out of his shoulders. Now you're going to take me to the Poneglyph. Why would you want to see such a thing? As she falls down. Oh no, wait, she pushes him down. Don't ask stupid questions, just take me there. And Luffy notices. Your luck has run out. There's no more time.
And then Crocodile finally gets back up.
Hurry and go, Nico Robin, unless you want to die too. I have no more patience for this.
Nico Robin, as you wish, as Crocodile places his hand onto the grass.
Watch, Straw Hat, as I make every piece of this rock in this courtyard disintegrate.
And then he literally dehydrates the lawn, killing the grass. The grass is dying! Whoa! And even the palm tree behind him shrivels up.
Ground Seco! What the?
As he let ground before him crumbles and I'm falling. Oh no! And he's dangling upside down as he hoists himself up by his feet, precariously balancing himself in that chasm. That dirty water pistol! As he shoots out more water bubbles. But Crocodile just absorbs him with his hand. He swallowed it up with his hand? Did you think you could defeat me like that, Water Luffy? Well, you were wrong. The essence of my sand power lies in dehydration. Watch. My right hand dries up everything. Trees, rocks, even the earth.
And he demonstrates as the bedrock below them starts to disintegrate.
Everything around me will become a desert.
The rocks, even the statues are turning to sand. Yep, he's even disintegrating the idol statues by the palace. The ground is drying up. Ah, even my sandals.
Everything that this palm falls upon shrivels up and dies. Ground death!
As he continues to put more power into his disintegration.
And yep, it's a big, the courtyard's turned into a big sandstorm now. Step aside, I'm in a hurry. And it's Nico Robin and the king in front of the rebels, the guards? Is it the guards? Or?
No, it's no, that's a silhouette you will know. Keep reading. Oh.
No, we won't know what's been happening here in Alubana. The wounded soldiers told us everything. Who do you think that man you're escorting is? Who really cares? I hate government people. Now step aside or else. Oh, it's them. Haven't seen them in a while. We have no intention of letting you pass. Then you will have to die. Wait, never mind me. Stop the fight in the palace square. There's going to be a huge explosion at 4:30. You must try to prevent it. What? That's in 7 minutes. The lives of million citizens are at stake. But...
We'll save you, then we'll stop the explosion. Wait, this woman is take aim? Get out of my way. Trinité Fleur!
What? And then Nico Robin spawns arms on all of the Marines and chokes them out.
Strangle! The devil for power!
I told you I was in a hurry. You do well not to make me angry.
Sergeant! That woman! She's Nico Robin, I'm sure of it! Captain Smoker told me to find the wanted poster for her. She once had a huge bounty on her head. She was infamous the world over. I remember the headlines from 20 years ago. She was accused of sinking 6 Marine vessels when she was only 8 years old. The government declared her a top-level public menace. They offered a whopping 79 million berries for her capture, but she disappeared and no one's seen her since.
Enough talk. Make a choice. Step aside or die. It doesn't seem to bother her that she's outnumbered. Sergeant, take everyone to the square. We have to stop the explosion. But Sergeant Tashiki, immediately. Yes, ma'am. And yeah, minutes are ticking away. Now let him go. I warned you. And oh, shit. She just brought a pair of arms on her shoulders to cover Tashiki's mouth, and pair of arms on an adamant steel sword and pointed right at her own neck. Oh, shit. And yet, it's happening in some of the sandstorm going on, and things are tense as Tashiki is being held at short point. The war rages on, and the Marines are searching for the bomb, and a pair of glasses fall.
And we go right back to the palace where Luffy and the Crocodile are continuing to fight, I suppose.
Oh, that close. That guy's right hand is dangerous. The lawn turned into a desert. Oh, where did he go?
And if you look up, you'll find out Crocodile appeared right above him.
You're making me waste my energy!
As he grabs Luffy by the neck, and Luffy tries to spit some water on him, but Crocodile simply just turns his neck.
You missed.
Yep, and he's got a hold of Luffy. He's dehydrating him again.
Once again, you lose, Straw Hat. As he holds a shriveled up Luffy over the
palace
walls.
Oh, shit.
And that's where the chapter ends.
That is some dog shit right there.
Yeah, and do you see why I was so pissed that 4 kids had the license? Because this is what they were adapting.
Oh my god. Oh wow.
Well,
Luffy has a chance to rehydrate right before we make it into...
Chapter 202, The Royal Mausoleum.
Hachi's walk on the seafloor, volume 17, inserts its legendary super yummy octopus fritter recipe, and... Yeah.
Did he just straight up abandon that poor girl in the starfish? What the fuck?
Apparently, he's... Oh, jeez.
Even the dolphin's like, dude, what the hell, man? Yeah. This is coming from a dolphin, some of the most horrible the mammals on the planet.
They're baby killers.
Yeah, the dolphins are one of the only other mammals in the world besides us that kill for fun.
Yeah, Jesus.
Well, speaking of killing for fun, it's time to go back to the aftermath of Luffy versus Crocodile. And
Luffy has been shriveled up. It's my turn.
You make a nice mummy. In 6 minutes, the palace square will be blown sky high along with this lawn. And he drops him. So stay and celebrate the coming of the Sand Kingdom's new king. Sorry, time is short. As Luffy's mummified remains, I'm not going to say dead, but he's shriveled up like a dried onion. Sorry, time is short. I must be going too. The royal mausoleum is west of here.
And he dissipates. But then there's a quick flashback to when the water flew up in the air and Crocodile smiles.
You missed. But in fact, those water bubbles land back on Luffy and rehydrate him instantly.
Oh, I thought I was a goner that time. Ugh. Lousy croc, he's gone. I saw him go off that way. Oh, you won't get away from me.
To the rest of the palace, the royal mausoleum, tomb of the royal family, as you have been established in shadow of a secret stairway. Hey, Nico Robin says to the king, the poneglyph is down there.
Poneglyph. You said it right the first time you said it.
Few people know of its existence. The tentacles of the criminal world are far-reaching. You may be the king of a member nation of the world government, but don't think you know everything. You can read the poneglyph? Yes, that's why Crocodile teamed up with me. That's why he can't kill me. Don't blame yourself. There's no way you could have known there was someone who could read the writings as he makes his way down the stairs. Your poneglyph here reveals the location of the Pluton, doesn't it? I wouldn't know. And they both walk down. Generations of Alabaster kings have been entrusted with protecting this poneglyph. That is our only duty. Protect it? Don't make me laugh.
And then they reach the bottom of the mausoleum. Impressive. It lies beyond the last door. And I would want to say, I was like, oh, this would look like it would be a great dungeon for a JRPG. But then I remember One Piece literally did that last year. Literally did what I asked. And then she opens another door further in. That's it. And then we cut back to the serious matter of the Royal Guardsmen fighting off the rebels. But while one person doesn't seem to be taking it very seriously, as Usopp doing a bad impression of Crocodile. Ha! 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 Weaklings! And Zoro punches him for it. What are you doing, you idiot? I was just trying to think like Crocodile. If I were him, where would I hire fire a bombshell from? Well, cut it out and look. We only have 5 minutes left.
And it's Nami running alongside Chapa. Chapa, can't you sniff it out with your nose? Impossible. This whole city reeks of explosives. Then what if you sniff out someone who smells like he's about to set off a bomb that's aimed at the center of the square? What kind of smell is that? I don't know. Just do your best. What? An explosive capable of blowing up everything in a mile and a half radius? Hold it. Chauncey screeches in. All yeah, bow-legged.
He does this thing in anime too. Like he's mid-thinking while moving.
It's gotta be huge. And a projectile from a cannon, and it flies in an arc which would lessen the distance. It's gotta be closer to the square. Turn the page. Oh no, wait, that's me, still me. Crap, I don't have time to go around. I'll make a shortcut as he kicks a house.
He kicks a wall. He kicks a wall through like a row of houses.
And back with Vivian Pelt. Pelt, do you see anything? I've checked all the rooftops around the square. There's no sign of a bomb or a cannon. Could they fire it from inside a building? I'll search everything. All right.
And then it's back to where Toshigi was when she was confronted by Nico Robin. And she's getting back up in her sword. Oh, and Luffy is standing right in front of her. Straw Hat! Where is he? Where's the croc? And then the timer keeps ticking down. And Vivi has to think to herself, when are you going to learn that you can't beat me? And oh, it turns out Nico Robin snapped her leg too.
Oh.
Which is why she's on the ground. Oh, and then Crocodile actually confronted her too.
So she pummeled you, eh? I never thought the Navy would pursue us here. What became of your boss? Did Little Smoker run away? Losers shouldn't boast but enforcing justice. The sea fair favors the strong. If you want to babble about justice, go do it in front of the safety of Navy headquarters. Tell me!
It was Vivi, Tashigi thinks for a moment. She tosses the sword aside and she points in the direction for Luffy to go.
The Royal Mausoleum. That way? Thanks!
And then as Luffy runs away, she slumps over and starts banging her head on the ground.
Justice! Navy headquarters?
Luffy, he runs, but oh, he seems to be bleeding. He's wobbling a bit and oh, falls head first right into a house. It's getting hard to move. That's funny. I ate plenty of meat. It's just a little cut. Maybe I'm tired. And he falls over near the mausoleum entrance. Uh-oh.
Hey, we're reading a lot of chapters this episode. Go ahead. Take the next two.
And it's Nico Robin seeing the phoneglyph. Did you find what you wanted? As Crocodile notices the entrance. A secret stairway, eh? And Tashiki weakly braces himself against the wall as he tries to walk away. Zoro and Usopp are searching frantically, as are Vivi. Luffy seemingly lays unconscious on the ground. Pilot Square, time until explosion. 4 minutes, oh shit!
Yeah, keep in mind that I don't think Luffy had a chance to recover from being impaled. The blood wound was exactly where he got impaled the last time. And that's the end of the chapter.
Well, we do have an SBS again.
Yep. So.
Okay, I'll be the reader. Found him. Faux pas passa. Also, que we do. Ah! Translation. Pandaman, it's Pandaman. I saw Pandaman running away. Volume 20, page 60, first panel. Also, I have a question. Where does Panda Man live? Does Panda Man like to travel?
The last part was a little hard to make out. Are you all right there? Anyway, about Panda Man's residence. Rumor has it he's a very important person on some islands anyway. Maybe that's why he's being pursued and therefore needs to be on the run. Sorry, but if I say any more, I put myself in danger. Oh no, it's them! And as he runs away.
Hello, Oda-sensei. I have a question for you. Because Chopper ate the Rumble Ball, he's able to perform 7 transformations, right? But Chopper has already done more than 7. Why is that?
You're wrong. There are only 7. And as he puts up a little chart of Chopper's little forms, in animal form, there's limb boost, the horn boost, the guard boost, the brain boost, which is his default, jumping, arm, and weight. And then there are the 7. His usual animal form is limb boost. His usual man beast form is brain boost, and his human form is weight boost. So the Rumble Ball allows him to do 4 transformations in addition to these 3. I hope this clears that up.
And hopefully things will clear up for the Straw Hats in...
Chapter 203, Crocodile-ish.
Hachi's Walk on the Sea for Volume 18, proposing to my beloved Octopaka one more time.
And he's rejected.
Yeah, some squid woman. Oh, octopus woman.
And yeah, I'd reject your proposal of marriage, too, if you offered my hand in marriage with fried pieces of our kind in a box.
Idiot.
Okay, all right. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, so stopping inside the outside of the mausoleum, Luffy is still unconscious on the ground as the king and Nico Robin hear footsteps coming. Is this all there is? Are there any other poneglyphs here in Alabasta?
Can I also point out how she has him restrained?
Oh, yeah,
she doesn't have handcuffs on him. She has she permanently, for now at least, has one of her arms gripping both of his hands. I think that's really funny.
Not satisfied? I kept my end of the bargain. True. Quite a national secret you have here, as Crocodile catches up. No one could find this place unless they knew it was here.
So this is the Ponycliff, eh, Nico Robin? That was quick. Most unusual, mysterious. Were you able to decipher it?
Yes.
Then read it to me, this Poneglyph.
And then Nico Robin goes up to read it. Kahira was conquered by Alabasta. That was the year of heaven, 239. In the year 260, Timar of the Biten dynasty took the throne. The great Taft Temple in Erumalu was completed in the year 306. In the year 325, the great hero Otea Mamudin.
Hey, stop! This isn't what I want to know. I don't care about this kingdom's history. Just tell me where it's hidden. The secret location of the most destructive weapon in the world.
It's not recorded here. This is just a history of the kingdom. What? There's no mention at all of the Pluton. I see. How unfortunate. You are an excellent partner, but I'm going to kill you now. What? The deal we made 4 years ago has come to an end. You were the one who came to me saying that if I brought you to the Poneglyph, if you in turn would give me the information about the Pluton.
During the 4 years you worked for Baroque Works, you showed remarkable intelligence and leadership. That was good enough for me. I will say this, you were an extremely valuable woman. However, you have failed to fulfill your end of the agreement, as he swipes at her. The Alabaster Poneglyph reveals nothing about the Pluton, but I feel no anger towards you. But do you know why, Nico Robin? Fool, I was your partner for years. Did you think I wouldn't anticipate what you'd do? As she tries to throw a little vial of water at him. Water, huh? And as it misses, she sprouts a hand on his shoulder and then catches it. If water splashed on you, then this knife could cut you.
And she tries to just smack the pile of water onto him, but he dissipates into sand. He's gone. Well, oh! She's been impelled from the back by his hook. I forgive you, Nico Robin, for everything. After all, as he withdraws a hook from her chest, I never trusted anyone from the start, and she coughs up blood before falling down. I know from Cobra's reaction that Pluton does indeed exist. Instead of relying on this old rock, I'll find it myself. Once this kingdom is in my hands, it will only be a matter of time. And a loud kaboom is heard from above.
What's happening? It's too soon for the explosion in the square. You. What did you do?
As Cobra is no longer restrained now that Nico Robin's out.
Oh, nothing much. By removing one small column, the stability of this underground chamber has been compromised. It's collapsing. You two will die here, with me. As the 12th ruler of the House of Nefeltari, I will not surrender Alabasta to the likes of you. You're a true paragon of kingliness. You intend to bury yourself alive, taking me with you for the sake of the kingdom, huh? But you can't kill me. I'll just turn every stone here into sand and make my escape. In just 3 more minutes, the palace square will explode and you'll be entombed in here forever. Everyone who stands in my way will be destroyed in an instant. And from that moment, this land will be mine. You will die like a dog, Cobra.
And it's an establishment inside the clock tower again. And let's see. Is that Vivi?
It's Vivi.
Yeah, it's Vivi. Running, but her shoes fall off and she ends up skidding against her leg that I believe she was shot in. And
I think she tripped.
Yeah, it's a lot of blood. Oh, where is it? Only 2.5 more minutes. A huge cannon that can destroy everything in the area 3 miles wide. What could they possibly have hidden it? We've looked everywhere. We can't find it. Where is the space big enough for that cannon? Whoa, a straight bullet as Usopp barely misses it. And it cinches his nose a bit in his cast. A big space. No fair, Kozo. So that's where you're hiding it. Yeah, no fair. She flashes back. That's it. What's it, why you smoke stars? Usopp shoots a smoke star at someone off panel. That place, it's big enough and secluded too. You idiot, I'm not a rebel. As they get chased by a god.
Usopp, as Vivi grabs his nose again. What is it with her grabbing his nose? Oh, hi, Vivi. Did you find the guy who's got the bomb? I figured it out. It has to be there. What? Are you sure? All right, then. I'll call the others. You're sure, right? Yes. Lethal weapon, red serpent star, as he fires a smoke signal into the air. And then I don't think they notice it yet because Nami, all the chopper does, should have pointed out to Nami, Sanji sees it, Pell sees it, Zoro is not even in Alabarna anymore, that fucking moron. God. And Luffy obviously doesn't see it because he's unconscious right now.
As he finally wakes up, that was a good nap. Oh yeah, suddenly I couldn't move, so I decided to take a quick nap. And now, I'm better, so. Oh yeah! Okay, Crocodile, I'm gonna blast you! As he notices the entranceway to the catacombs, that hole looks crocodile-ish. Tight, I'd a drop.
Right at the end, too. This is the end of the chapter.
Okay, I'll build it this time.
All right. Ding dong! Hi, Oda-sensei! You always seem awfully busy, so today, 8th grader Meg is going to help you with your illustrations. 8th grader Meg got an A in art class, plus she's an aspiring manga artist. Splat, the sound of ink dropping. Oops, sorry, I'll be leaving now. 8th grader Meg.
What do you think you're doing? Hey, you, get back here. Come on, could you at least whatever that ink block? Pathetic.
In Volume 19, upon close inspection, it seems the chopper is pulling at the mouth of the mysterious crab mover in order to make it faster. Why is that? Please tell me, Moomin.
You're right. Crab movers are very hard to control, so if you want to get it to go right, you tug at the right side of his mouth. If you want it to go left, you tug at the left side. In crab mover language, it would be right smuck and a left smuck. If you want to go slow, you give a little tug on both sides, doing a right half smirk or a left half smirk. If the rider happens to make a lame joke, the crab mover's face will cramp up, making it impossible to control. So you have to be careful. Oh, looks like Rich won't be able to pilot a crab mover then.
All right. Mr. Oda, can you explain what the Ran and Gakuran means?
I don't know. Maybe it's Ran and Ranu, egg yolk. I know, it's Rain and Ranpaku, egg white. How's that? Translation. Gankuran is a boy's school uniform. Gaku means school and Renda means clothing.
Okay, well that was an interesting tidbit that I did not know I was going to learn today.
And we might learn a little bit more in
Chapter 204, Red. Hey, wait, I didn't think we'd get to that till episode 204 of the podcast.
Hachi's Walk on the Seafloor, Volume 19. X marks the spot where the great Octomass lives. And yeah, Hachi doesn't seem to notice that large Octomass. But it seems to have noticed him.
Yeah, he should have looked. He should have used Luffy's logic and looked and said, huh, that rock over there looks Octo-ish.
Okay, I think it's your turn.
Yep, so beginning the chapter, the royal mausoleum is now crumbling as a sediment rock is dropping from it. And then Luffy's running through, trying to dodge it all. Oh, whoa, what's going on here? The roof is caving in! As he's literally bouncing from pillar to rock to formation. He's just hopping over all the debris just to get through. And we're not there for very long because we go back to the Alubarna square where Usopp's distress signal is still firing to the air. Are you sure that's the place? It has to be. Hold on, I'll leave a note here for the others. I'm going ahead, Usopp. Wait, Vivi, wait. And then the tower's still ticking down.
Woo, it's a princess. We found her. Oh, it's a Baroque Works. Thanks for leaving me that note. It's a Baroque Works. I tipped off the enemy. That's Usopp's signal. Sanji notices.
Zoro.
Zoro notices. When did the palace get so far away? It's close by as Sanji runs. And we got Nami riding chop. I wonder if she found a bomber. She must have. Hurry. Usopp! And, what the? He's just scratching his nails on a chalkboard and it seems to got the Baroque Works down.
Honestly, that will work on anybody.
Stop. That's our chance, Fifi. Right, as they run. Hey, they're getting away, as they prepare. Hold it.
And then a massive explosion happens, I believe, and it continues to... Oh, it's in the mausoleum where this happens. And then Luffy has finally caught up with Crocodile as he's panting.
You found you, Croc. Why won't you die? I keep killing you and killing you, yet you keep coming back for more. Eh, Straw Hat? Why have you come?
And Nico Robin regains consciousness.
Straw Hat? How many times must I kill you? You haven't given back that thing you stole.
What thing I stole? Money? Honor? Trust? Life? Or the rain? Which one do you want me to give back? I've stolen so many things. The kingdom. The kingdom. You say such funny things. I'm about to take over the kingdom now, once I become ruler of the land. When we set foot on this land, this kingdom of hers was long gone. Hurry! Yeah, as Usopp and Vivi runs. We're going... And flashback time, we're going to reason with them. I don't want any more bloodshed. Until recently, Uamalu was green and full of life. Princess Vivi, stop those fools. If this were really her kingdom, what's so wrong about not wanting people to die?
And Luffy just gets angrier as he thinks back to Vivi's words. She would be laughing a lot more as Luffy starts running towards him.
Fool. You don't even have any water with you. What could you possibly... And he kicks him and he lands a blow.
And sends Crocodile knocking back. I guess... Yeah, oh, you know what? I'll get the next two since you took some extra chapters.
Impossible! He has no water! How is he able to kick me? If it weren't for you, Alabasta would still be at peace!
Flashing back to the rain dinner scene.
Your love for your country moves me to tears, princess, but that love will destroy Alabasta. Crocodile! As Luffy pulls his arm back. Wait! And Luffy socks him one good and sends him flying yet again.
And ba-boom! Right into... another wall. Did you? And blood is dripping furiously down on Luffy's his arm and onto his fist. Use blood?! Blood can make sand harden too, right? Fine. First in the desert outside Rain Base, then in the royal palace, and now in this underground mausoleum. Die a third and final time. But daring to challenge me, I'll reward your persistence.
As Luffy kicks and tries to kick him again one more time, but Crocodile dodges.
But as a pirate, as he removes the golden hook from his hook hand, revealing a smaller spotted hook. I must admit, your never-ending drive to defeat me is indeed impressive. You're an irritating little fool, but a worthy foe.
It came off. What's that?
A poisonous hook.
I get it.
Then you understand. We're both pirates, and when pirates fight, it's to the death. There are no rules in combat. When the square above us explodes, this place will be buried instantly. This is the end. Let's settle this once and for all.
Oh, as the Navy every man noticed. Look, it's World Noah's Sorrow, huh? Drat, the Navy's here. I don't have time for this. Why are you here? What are you doing? That's my line. Go back, turn north at the last corner. You come out of the square. Go back and turn right. Not this way. Are you stupid? Stupid? What?
They're not trying to arrest him. They're trying to give him directions.
Oh, and it seems like the Baroque works have fallen. Hurry, Usopp, thanks. And it's Tsukiki. We're here to help you. You've got to stop the explosion in the square. Now move! It's in another SBS corner.
Okay, so...
Okay, I'll be the reader this time. I have a question for Mr. Oda. In volume 20, page 174, panel 1, where Miss Merry Christmas dives in a hole, the sound effect, whoosh, has a fish in it. Why did you do that? I have to know.
Oh, it's just because she was doing her mole swing stealth style. Why don't we try it? How to say whoosh One, arch your eyebrows as high as you can. Two, without moving your face, look up as high as you can. Push out your lower teeth. Ready? Whoosh! Were you able to do it? Go ahead and show your parents and friends, but they're going to think you're a goofball.
Even though Nami missed all Sunday while wearing short skirts when they were fighting, we never see their undies. What color are they? Please tell me.
That's rather personal. What a question. And yet you seem so casual about it, as you'd be surprised if anyone thought that was weird. You shouldn't be asking these things, but if I were to take a guess, back in Volume 14, Nami was wearing a black bra, so we'd better end it right there. I value my life, you know.
Hello, Miss Oda. What's next week's question gonna be about? How about Usopp lies, Luffy finds a treasure chest, and Chopper nose turns red? Okay, I'll be looking forward to it. Rock, paper, scissors! Well, that's it for Question Corner. President R. Ben Kiri, the Question Corner conclusion.
Darn it, I was going to do scissors. I overthought it too much. Darn it. I knew I should have come on scissors. Oh, well, see you in the next volume. Damn it. Sazai-san, a popular long-running anime, always ends each episode with the game of rock, paper, scissors. All right, well, I guess that's how you end that SBS, with a game of rock, paper, scissors.
And I'm going to throw rock at... I can hopefully win in...
Chapter 205, The Sansan Band's Secret Fort.
What kind of seafloor if I'm 20? Hachi's rage have been fooled.
And he beat the shit out of that hot octo, whatever it was, I think it was called.
Yeah, instead of being got into a recipe, he was got that thing, which he just beat up. Okay,
yep.
Shit, who's moving on?
It is now again yours.
Right. As the fight between the rebels and these guards continue, hurry, hurry, Vivi and Usopp continue to run. We've lost a lot of time, but if the Navy hadn't come to our aid, it would have been even worse. And boom, boom, as they hear an explosion and people get shot. Don't look at them. The bloodshed would be a lot worse if you don't start the explosion. I know. Rain won't save your people.
Take that one, Christians.
Yeah, 2 minutes from now. Oh god, this had a bad thought. What if someone told him that instead of finding the bomb, they should just have thoughts and prayers?
Two of the thoughts, one of the prayers.
2 minutes from now, we'll either be dead or we'll have won. We still have 90 seconds left. Right. We're all with you. Right. There they are. Vivi, Usopp.
And it's everyone's starting to reconvene. Nami, Chopper, what's going on? The Navy came to our rescue. Did you find the bomber? Not yet, but I know I'm right. They must have calculated all this dust and smoke into their plan. So it has to be a place they can still take aim from. A big place isn't visible from the sky. And then it's back to the Sansan Band, back in the when they were kids. Look, it's huge, right? This could be our secret fort. I can't think of anywhere else it would be. It was right under our noses this whole time. The bomber has to be... in the clock tower.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, you've wow. been wondering why they kept showing you that? Not because of the timer, but the answer is right in front of you. The clock tower. I see. You can get a good shot of the square from there. There's no time. I'm sure I saw the smoke coming from around here. But with all the dust down below, I can't see very... Boom. Pal gets shot.
And it was a fucking fog gun.
Hey. Oh, isn't that new indie game?
Hey, I just shot down a great big bird with my ribbit gun. as he falls, I was careless. And seconds left as the fight in the square continues on. And sound the mausoleum as the fight rages on as it begins to collapse. Luffy... he tries to punch Crack, but he dodges and almost gets him with his poison hook until Luffy just literally yanks back his arm, literally pulling his punches.
And Luffy dodges back as they both take a bit of a breather as the mausoleum continues to crumble around them. Gum, gum! As Luffy pulls his arm back. Boom! And Crocodile puts his hand up.
And... Luffy does block his own punch with his foot so he doesn't touch his crocodile's hand. And barely dodges. And Crocodile also dodges his kick. And they continue on trying to hit each other. With Luffy landing on some kind of ledge. And he sees firsthand how that hook managed to dissolve an entire boulder.
And then Crocodile starts to bleed in the head. Wow, this sounds like no dialogue. The rumbling of the rubble still falling speeds up even faster as they stare each other down. And then a pillar crashes in between the two of them. Then they rush at each other again. And Crocodile takes one good swipe at Luffy with the poisonous hook on the arm. But Luffy manages to kick him in the face at the same time.
And as the king looks on, who is this boy? Crocodile slays my shoulders as though they were made of bugs. Nyeti, I've impaled you. I've burned you alive. I've dried you up every time you come back. However, you won't come back from this. I've won. Soon the poison will start to take effect. You still don't get it.
And we now go back to the bomb squad, the Straw Hats.
Well, what happened to Pell? Phoebe, even if this is the place, we'll never make it up there in 1 minute. I'd hope that Pell might... Well, we just gotta use the stairs. Where's the entrance? What? Hey! Nami! Phoebe!
They hear a familiar voice shout from way above.
What are you doing up there? I found your note beside the smoke beacon you left. It said clock tower, so I climbed up here. What do you want me to do? Where's the bomber? Go to the top above! Climb up and pulverize him!
Huh? And Sanji looks up. Yeah, it turns out Sanji's up at the top of the clock tower. Or at least partway through. He looks up.
Hey! I've been looking for you guys! Zoro too?
As he appears even higher than Sanji is.
What are you doing up there? That's my line.
Well, the Navy kept saying, go north, so I climbed up.
North and up are two totally different things. Never mind, good job, just climb to the top.
It won't work.
What?
Neither of them can enter the clock tower from where they are. The only access to the tower is through a stairway located at the far corner of the first floor. But Zoro could easily smash through the tower walls, but that might trigger the explosion.
We have no choice. We have to take the stairs. Wait, Vivi, I got an idea. As the clock inches closer to 4:30. Ribbit.
All right, I'm gonna stop you right here. This is a new unique laugh. This character laughs by ribbiting. So if you want to try that again. Ribbit.
Ribbit. Hey, as everyone looks up inside. What? Huh? Well, Mr. Seven, this is our final mission. Ribbit. According to my calculations, this is 30 seconds left to go. And two more Baroque agents, Mr. Seven, Frontier Agent of Baroque Works. And Miss Father's Day, Frontier's Agent Baroque Works.
How fucked up is it that we get introduced to her and it's going to be Father's Day in a couple days?
Who are they? Mr. Seven.
Oh, that's the end of the chapter, and also the end of the episode.
Is what I would be saying if I didn't just say earlier we're going to be doing 6. So that actually means we're going to hop right on into,
and yes, I did it intentionally because she's a frog.
Chapter 206, Ignition.
Hachi's walking to Shifu, volume 21. They went that away. As Hachi's getting directions from the Jamaican starfish, son. Well, those guys went. And... oh my god, a mermaid princess is just screaming her head off in that bubble.
And I'm still seeing that wide-eyed, thousand-yard stare from that one fisherman, even in the speech bubble.
Okay, I think this is your turn.
Yes, and we don't normally do these, but it's been a while, so...
It's Baroque Works! Never heard of it! What proof do you have that such a group even exists? By the way, pay no attention to my hat. We're the good citizens of Alabama, Navy man. The fog of war here must be confusing you if you think we were... And Tashigi cuts them down.
Without even a second thought.
Sergeant Tashigi, why are you hesitating? There's no time to wait for proof. Trust your own judgment who the bad guys are.
4:30. Any second now.
Yes, ma'am.
The clock. And then we go back to the open clock door with Mr. Seven and Miss Father's Day.
This is a very important job, Mr. Seven. Indeed, Miss Father's Day.
We're supposed to be promoted for this. Don't you think, Ribbit? Now this is a fine plan indeed. Fine indeed, Miss Father's Day. Indeed. We're going to fire that huge cannonball. And oh, said, yeah, it's a big-ass cannon. Right into the crowd of people. What a fine plan. seconds go. Rip it. It's almost time, Mr. Seven. Prepare to ignite. As the fight between the soldiers and the rebels continue, the morgue begins to collapse. What?
And it was back to Luffy versus Crocodile in the mausoleum. Don't I get? And then Luffy starts heading towards Crocodile again and tries to punch him, but they ends up missing and hitting debris. Ugh. And then Luffy skids and then runs back towards him again. They're trading punches, but not making much progress in terms of hitting each other.
Gum, gum, Gatling! As he shoots a fury of punches as Crocodile leaps back. Don't you get it yet? You're going to die from the poison you're ruined. And Luffy looks exhausted, feeling numb yet. No matter whether you win or lose, you'll never leave this tomb alive. We've taken a lot of hits in our three battles. It's a wonder you're still standing. Ah! As he nearly dodges a kick. Why do you keep fighting?
And we're back to the square. 15 seconds to ignition. Aim for the center of the square. Ribbit, ribbit. As Mr. Seven and Miss Father's Day keep talking to each other while the fight is going on. Ignition! And they light the fuse. Nami, what are you trying to do? We're out of time. If this doesn't work, we're dead. I know that. Now shut up and stand still. I'm trying to think. As Usopp is balancing Chopper and Vivi at the same time. Stand like this. I don't care what you're doing. Just tell me your plan. Oh, you'll see in a second. Ready? Listen, Mr. Seven, don't you think we should do a countdown? What a fine idea. That'll be delightful. The climate is Typhoon. 13 seconds to go. Cyclone Tempo. And she flings one of her climate baton things. Hey, the Cyclone Tempo is meant for parties. It's just for fun. The target is the clock tower as it spins and it hits Usopp square in the nuts. No!
Shit. Yeah! As it launches him up. What? You're coming up here? Chopper, go to Sanji. Jump! What? That's the plan. And we're supposed to jump all the way to the top? Sanji, you know what to do, right? There's no time left. I think so. Okay, I guess there's no choice. Oh, we don't have time to think about this. Come on, Chopper, as he leaps out. Vivi and Chopper leaps up. Usopp. All right, hang on tight, Vivi. So that's your plan. Get on my leg, as Sanji leaps up. Okay.
And then Sanji flips backwards as he kicks both Chopper and Vivi, who's riding on his back, up. Here they come, Zoro! Yes, good job, Sanji, as Usopp is now unconscious on the ground again. Probably in more pain than he already was. And Zoro draws his sword. I just have to throw you up there, right? 10! Zoro! All right, leave it to me. A sword, as Zoro hops over the balcony and then gets in position. Relax, it's the back of the blade. Hop on. Oh, okay. 9? Be careful, Vivi. There are a couple of weirdos up there. Yes, I know them.
They both look down. That's Miss Rensei. I knew her. She portrayed the organization. Oh no. They've been spotted? What? Hey, wait a sec. We're in Medea. They shoot out at us. We're dead. And back at the mausoleum. This kingdom is nothing to you. You're doing this all on someone else's behalf. Why would you sacrifice your very life? What's a friend or two? I better them and spare yourself from all the trouble. Don't be such a fool. Like I said before, you just don't get it. Vivi keeps telling people not to sacrifice their own lives, but she's always putting her own life in danger to save other people. If you don't help her, she'll get killed. You people will kill her. I don't get you. All you have to do is walk away and...
I don't want Vivi to die because she's my friend. And that stuns Nefeltari Cobra. As long as she gets fighting to save her kingdom, then so will we.
Even at the cost of your own lives. If we die, we die.
And then we cut back to the bomb squad.
Ribbit, ribbit gun, ready. An unexpected bonus. Yellow gun, ready.
Nice, nice. Fine prey indeed.
Why, those dirty, they're going to shoot Vivi. Oh, this is bad. Those two are snipers.
Chopper, I'm going to launch you at them. I'll change the direction, but the rest will be up to you.
Me? 7 seconds left. Do something.
End of chapter.
Oh my god!
Remember, oh. I said at the end of the last episode god. That Cliffhanger was worse? There you go.
Oh wow, they really pissed me off. Oh my god.
And then we're gonna end with an SBS
once more. Okay, fuck, who was who?
I think you were the reader the last time, so I'm gonna do it. Hello, Oda-sensei. This is the first time I've written to you. The thing is, I can't draw. I don't have an interesting question. There's no way I'll ever get to meet Brogy, so I just have a request. Please allow me to say the words that everyone's dying to say lately. Here goes. Let's start the question corner. That felt so good. But P.S., I'm sure you get a lot of letters like this, but really mean a lot to me. By the way, this is our first new illustration for the SBS. It's Dalton and Dr. Kureha. And it's the Lapins making the S's and then the hiking bear making the B.
yeah, Amada. No, thank you. I appreciate your politeness. And thanks for reading One Piece. All right, let's get started.
Oda-sensei, how do you do, Oda-sensei? Who is he? Who is that Baroque Works agent massaging Tsuchiya cut down at the beginning of this volume? The back of his jacket said, I heart Miss Valentine. Huh? Do I have a rival? Is there a Miss Valentine fan club? If so, please let me join, please. Miss Letters Day.
Whoa, that was fast. That happened in this very volume on the very first page of the first chapter. Baroque Works has nearly 2,000 agents, so there are all types of people in the organization. Some of them see the officer agents as rivals. Others look up to them. They even have fan clubs. If you're interested, send a postcard with your name, address, and age to the officer agent fan club office at Whiskey Peak. Oh, that's right. So destroyed it. Oh my god.
And that's the end of today's episode. So thank you guys again so much for watching. Austin, I bet you're mighty pissed that that's where I chose to end this, the episode.
You guessed right.
Well, we only have... let me just check my notes here. We only have two more episodes left of the podcast to cover the Alabasta Saga.
So
thank you guys again so much for listening. And if you want to support the podcast, don't forget to check us out on Patreon, where you get to hear episodes 1 week earlier than the rest of the public. And also that helps us out. And you also get access to commentary tracks that are only available on Patreon. That's patreon.com/superbonusround. The commentary tracks for the reviews are exclusive to patrons. The reviews will always be free. Until then, I've been John Mugiwara JM.
I'm Jack Peanut.
And we'll see you guys next time for episode 46 of the podcast. We'll be doing yet another set of six chapters. Chapters 207 to 211. And remember, when binging the Devil's Fruit, make sure you do so slowly. Take your time to savor the flavor. And make sure you do it quickly before your friend finds out you betrayed them. Ending bit. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
I thought I'd get a stronger reaction out of that one. I guess not. Thank you for binging the Devil's Fruit with us today. If you'd like to enhance your binging experience even further, for just $3 a month, not only do you get access to episodes 1 week before they go live for the public, you also get exclusive access to our commentary tracks for our One Piece anime movie special reviews on our Patreon. The review episodes themselves will always be free to all listeners, but if you want the commentary tracks, that's patreon.com/superbonusround. Thanks for your support.